A little more than 50 years ago, my grandparents moved from Wisconsin to North Carolina. Now, before the family moved, my grandparents made the very long drive and searched for a house. And since they didn't find one to their liking, they made the very long drive back to Wisconsin, and they agreed that my grandfather would find a house while he was working in North Carolina. My grandmother, however, gave one very clear instruction about the house. She said to my grandfather, "I don't care what the house looks like, just get me a nice kitchen." That was the end of the discussion, because the next time my grandmother came to North Carolina, she and my mother and my uncles moved into the house where my grandmother would spend 41 of the happiest years of her life. She had never seen this house before, but she was happy because her home had been prepared for her by one who loved her. Today we celebrate the ascension of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's 40 days after his resurrection, and the Lord Jesus returns to the glory of the Father. Entering into the temple of the heavenly glory, the Lord Jesus continues to bear the marks of his passion. But now his wounds are trophies of victory, because every wound and every suffering is now radiant in the splendor of the kingdom. Sin and death have been conquered by the blood of his cross, and now the Lord Jesus returns to the Father. He goes to prepare a place for us. And though he has returned to the glory of the Father, he has promised to remain with us always. The Lord Jesus has promised to be present to us until the end of the world. With the ascension of the Lord Jesus, the power and presence of Christ's earthly ministry passes into the sacraments. The promise of the Lord Jesus to remain with his disciples always is fulfilled through his presence in the sacraments of the church. What that means, my dear brothers and sisters, is that in every sacramental celebration, we are offered a personal encounter with the risen Lord. Like St. Paul on the road to Damascus, like the disciples on the road to Emmaus, and like Mary Magdalene at the tomb, each of us is offered an encounter with the risen Lord. Our encounter with the risen Lord is no less real than those who encountered him when he walked in Jerusalem. The way that we experience the encounter is different, but the one whom we encounter is the same. We meet the Lord Jesus in the sacraments, and the Lord Jesus meets us in the sacraments of his church. Now, each of the sacraments is celebrated in the context of a public liturgical celebration, yet each of us receives the sacraments individually. These moments of grace where God in his love and mercy has promised to act in a particular way are personal. One by one we were baptized, and one by one we were confirmed. One by one we are absolved in the sacrament of reconciliation, and one by one we receive the holy anointing. One by one we receive the precious body and blood of the Lord Jesus in Holy Communion. For the promise of the Lord Jesus, which is offered to all of us, is received by each of us. And the promise of the Lord Jesus, which is offered to us in the sacraments, prepares us for eternal life. We receive the very life of God as a gift in each sacrament. The life of God dwelling within us during our life on earth prepares us to dwell forever in the life of God in heaven. My grandfather found a nice kitchen, and my grandmother was happy for many years. The Lord Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, and through his sacraments, the Lord Jesus prepares us for his place. As we now enter into the mystery of the Eucharist, into the worship of heaven, we welcome the Lord into our souls, so that one day he will welcome us into his kingdom. Amen.